We're doing Gemara Rosh Hashanah. We're up to Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Gdola Tshuva Shemkarat Gzaot Dino Shel Adam. How great is repentance? How great is Tshuva that it tears the decree that was decreed upon man? Shneimar, as the verse says, Hashmin Levam Azev Oznavach Beit Vein Avasha Peni Revein Abu Oznav Yishmal Vavoyavin Veshav VeRafalo. God says to the prophet Isaiah, fatten up their hearts, deafen their ears, seal off their eyes, lest they see and hear and understand, if they realize the destruction that's coming, vishav and do tshuva, v'rafalon, they'll be healed. So God says, prevent them from tshuva, cover up their hearts, close up their ears, seal off their eyes, so they don't do tshuva, because if they do tshuva, then the decree will be annulled. What do you see from here? That tshuva can annul a decree. Amar l'Rav Papa l'Abaye, v'dilma lifnei gzardin. Rav Papa says, wait a second. You told me that it can annul a decree. Who told you in that verse that there was a decree? Maybe that verse is talking before the decree. Amar lei v'Rav Baloktiv. The verse says, and he will be healed. When do you have something that requires healing? That's when there's been a decree. If it hasn't yet been decreed, there's nothing yet to heal. So the Gemara asks a seeming contradiction. The Braisa says, Hashav bintayim, if someone repents in between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, mochalin lo, so in heaven they're willing to forgive him. Lo shav bintayim, but if he does not do tshuva between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, afilu evi kol elei nevayot shebaolam, even if he brings all the animals in the world as sacrifices, and mochalin lo, they're not willing to forgive him. So you see that after Yom Kippur there's no gaining forgiveness. How could you tell me that tshuva gains atonement, gains forgiveness, whenever you'll do it?
So here he's only talking about this tshuva.
After Hazelt you made tshuva, the Braisa says nothing can help. Answers the Gemara lo kasha. That's not difficult. If you come as an individual to destroy the gzar din, to annul the decree, then you have no hope after Yom Kippur. But if you come with a congregation, you come with a group of people and you pray, so then you can undo a decree as well. Meitivei, okay, I'll ask you another contradiction. The Pasuk says about Eretz Yisrael, it is a land that Einei Hashem Elokecha Ba. God's eyes are always watching that land. Itim letova, itim lera'a. The Braisa says, sometimes you benefit from God's having a watchful eye over Israel, and sometimes it's to our detriment. Itim netova keitzad. How is it to our benefit? Let's say that when Rosh Hashanah came, we were really unworthy, completely sinful. Upasaknem shamim watim. So God says He'll give very little rain this year to Israel. Lasof chazuben. So then, ultimately, after Rosh Hashanah, after everything passes, they repent, they do tshuva. God can't give him more rain. He already decreed on Rosh Hashanah what would be. What God does is He makes them come down at exactly the right time, at exactly the right place. So then even a small amount of rain can cause great productivity. Because each drop goes to the exact place at the exact time.
So the whole idea of the decree is to punish it. As written Shema, there will be no produce.
So we say the idea that Einei Hashem Lokech Haba, that God has a watchful eye over Israel, is sometimes to our benefit. That if we deserve it, so He'll take the decree and play it out in a way that will be beneficial to us. Hakol lefi ha'aretz. Hashem has it rain exactly the way the earth needs it. Itim le'ra'a, keitzad, How is it sometimes harmful to us that God is always looking at us? Imagine Israel is completely pious. The people have come to Rosh Hashanah, tzaddikim. And so in heaven they decided they'll give them a lot of rain this year. And then the people, well, they didn't keep it up. So now Hashem's looking. God keeps a watchful eye over Israel. God isn't going to diminish the amount of rain, water. He already decreed. So God, what does He do? He has it rain at times that are not productive and in areas that are not fruitful. He has the rain fall out in the desert. He has the rain fall in places where it will not produce. So that's the Braisa. Now what did we say? We said that tshuva can annul a decree. So how come this Braisa says God can't annul the decree? Even if they became better, God can't make it rain more because there's already a decree. He has to work out a game. He's going to make it rain at exactly the right time, at exactly the right place. Well, wait a second. Letova mi'alikare legzal dinayu. Why can't God just tear up their decree for the good? Velosiblu and give them more rain. We said earlier that Rav Yochanan said, look at how great tshuva is. The tshuva can cause a decree to be annulled. So why doesn't he do that with the rain? Annul the decree and give them more rain. And says the Gemara, Shani Hatam Dev Shal Behachi. No, the Gemara says, why should he? God says, I could do it the other way. God doesn't like annulling decrees. If you deserve more, so instead of giving you more, He'll give you the same amount, only in a way that'll be more beneficial. So if you could do that, that's what God does. He gives the same blessing, but in a different venue. Tashma, the Gemara says, come, let's bring another proof. It says in the Pasuk, Yoredei Hayam Ba'oniyot Osem Lacha B'Mayim Rabim Hem Aro U'Maaseh Hashem. So the Braisa is now going to quote, there's chapter Kuf Zayin in Tehillim, which describes the different people who go through harrowing experiences, and then they give thanks to Hashem. So the first one is those who go down to sea, they're being thrown around, they're tossed around by the waves. God causes a great wind to come at sea. The waves throw them to and fro. They sway like a drunkard. They call out to Hashem in this terrible state. And Hashem causes the sea to settle. So they give thanks publicly. They praise the great things God did for them. So far, so good? Mm-hmm. So, the Braisa says, Asa lahen simaniyot. Between the psukim, you have signs. Have Tanakh here? Look. If you open the Tehillim, you'll see in Tehillim Kuf Zayin, there are special upside down nuns, just like you have in the Torah, that separate the psukim here. See the upside down nuns? Yodei Hayam Ba'oniyot, Hema Ra'u, Vayomer Vayamin. Each pasuk has its own upside down nun. So the Gemara says, the Braisa says like this: Asalein simaniyot. God made these signs in the psukim ke'achin v'rakin shebatorah. Those signs indicate a drasha that they're coming to diminish the meaning of the text. They're coming to say this text should not be taken as a blanket statement, but rather it has quantifiers. It has limitations. As though it would say, ach, only in this instance. Rak, specifically in this instance. So, yes, the Pasuk describes the great things Hashem does for people, but it has these little marks to indicate It's not a blanket statement.
Can we apply these two vehemens to Aaron?
Good question. I don't know. And the Gemara continues and says, "Lomar lecha." This is teaching you. Tzaku kodem gzardin nanu. If they turned to God, they yelled out before the decree, then Hashem answers them. Tzaku lachar gzardin inananim. But if they call out after the decree, then God does not answer them. So what does the Braisa tell me? That after the decree, you could call out, but it ain't going to help. We said that tshuva works always. Which one is it? Answers the Gemara, Haninami kichidim damu. Well, this is also talking about individuals who are out at sea. If you have a congregation, that's when we say a congregation that davenes together can annul a decree. Individuals are really stuck with their decree. Tashma.
If the congregation gets together, does it work as for each individual you can get forgiven by its sins or its forgiveness to the entire community?
I don't know. Tashma. Shala Bluya Giyoret at Rabban Gamliel. There was a convert named Bluya who asked Rabban Gamliel the following. K'tiv b'toratchem. K'tiv. It says in the Torah that Hashem, asher lo yisa panim, God doesn't play favorites. V'chtiv. And then you have another verse that says, yisa Hashem panav ilecha. God should treat you as a favorite. So which one is it? You're saying he doesn't have favorites. Then you bless him. God should treat you as a favorite. Nitpala Rabbi Yosef Kohen. So Rabbi Yosef Kohen, he came along to answer her. Amar lahem sholach mashal ma'adavar dome. He says, you know what? I'll tell you an allegory. I'll tell you what it's similar to. And then you'll understand. Le'adam shenoshev chavirom mane. Ve'kaval ozman b'fnei ha'melech. A person says to his friend, you owe me 100 gold coins. The friend says, I'll pay it. And they're standing in front of the king, and he says, I'll pay you at such and such time. V'nishmalu b'chei ha'melech. And he says, I promise by the life of the king, I swear by the life of the king, I'll pay you at that time. Hegi hazman v'lo para'o. The time came, and he didn't pay up. Ba lefayes et ha'melech. He came to the king, and he says, I'm sorry, my master. I'm sorry, I know I swore by your name, I know I swore by your life, but I don't have the money. He's starting to explain to the king, he's coming to appease the king. So the king tells him, El boni machulach, upayes et chavecha. The king says, I don't care about my honor, I forgive you for my shame. But go comfort your friend, he's waiting for his money. Hachanami, so the same thing here. Kan ba'avirot sheben adam lamakom, kan ba'avirot sheben adam lachavero. There's a difference. If it's a sin between man and God, so there tshuva can annul it. If it's between Adam and Chavero, so then Hashem says, don't talk to me. Talk to your friend. Yisa Hashem panav elecha. God is willing to treat you as a favorite. He's willing to forgo things for you. Ah, that's if it's between you and him. But if you did something to your fellow man, so we say anything that's between you and your fellow man has two weights. It has the weight between you and Hashem, and it has the weight between you and your fellow man. That's why Ben Adam L'Chavero has so much weight. At Sheba Rabbi Akiva v'Limed. That was the answer until Rabbi Akiva came along and taught, Kan Kodem Gzardin, Kan Achar Gzardin. Hachanami, B'Yachid, V'Gzardin, the Yachid. Tanai, Rabbi Akiva came along and taught that the defining principle is it before the Gzardin or after the Gzardin? The Gemara says this concept that even a Yachid, even an individual, can undo a Gzardin, that's a machlokes Tanai. Achinami biyachid. The Gemara says, "V'gzardin biyachid tanai." Tetanya, haya Rabbi Meir omer shnayim shalu lamita, v'cholyan shave. Rabbi Meir says, "You have two people; they both get sick, the same sickness. V'chen shnayim shalu lagardom nidon v'dinan shave. two people are placed to be judged before the executioner, and they both did the same thing. They both treated the same way on their taxes. Zeyarad, v'zeloyarad. Zenital, v'zelonital. One of them walks away alive, and the other one doesn't. Mipnei ma zeyarad, v'zeloyarad, zenital, v'zelonital. How come one of them walks away alive and the other doesn't? Be it from the executioner or from the illness. Zeit palel v'nanav, zeit palel v'nonanav. Because this guy davened and his tefillah was accepted, his prayer was accepted, the other guy's prayer was not. Okay, what kind of answer is that? Says the Gemara. So how come this one's prayer was accepted and that one's prayer was not? Says the Gemara, Zeit palel tefillah shlema, nana. Zeloit palel tefillah shlema, lo nana. This one davened the whole prayer. He had kavanah when he davened. He had intent. So yeah, God accepted that prayer. The other guy prayed, but he did not have intent, so it was not accepted.
You're giving an example as a person cheats on the same situation. Each person has a different life. Each person has different
Granted. He's just trying to make a point. He's not saying this is the only solution. Rabbi Elazar amar kan kodem gzadin kan lachar gzadin. Rabbi Elazar says the difference isn't whose tefillah was accepted, but rather whether his fate was sealed in heaven. Was it after Gmar Din or before Gmar Din? Rabbi Yitzchak amar yafat zakal adam, and Rabbi Yitzchak tells us now a concept that we saw earlier, and this is the halacha Tosis tells us. The halacha is like Rabbi Yitzchak. Yafat zakal adam ben kodem gzadin ben lachar gzadin. You should daven, because it works, be it before the gzardin, before the decree, or after the decree. So that's the bottom line of the Gemara. We end up bringing Rabbi Yitzchak. Now that we have this concept, that along many of the lines of the previous daf, the Gemara said that if you're the masses, so then they could undo gzardin. And if not, then you can't undo gzardin. So the Gemara asks, does the decree on the public ever get torn? One verse says, cleanse your heart. The other verse says, as much as you'll work cleansing it, your sin is sealed before me. My love can kodim zadin can achag zadin. So I would think, what's the difference between these two verses? One verse tells the Jewish people, you could cleanse yourself of sin. The other verse says, you can do whatever you want, it's not going to work. So our understanding would have been, depends if there was a gzardin, if there was a decree, so then even the public can't get a gzardin undone. If there wasn't a decree, then you could get it undone. So then according to that, even the public can't get a gzardin undone.
If there is no gzardin, and what there is, there is to undone. Nothing. So if there is exardin, there is nothing to do.
No. Sometimes, something's happening. A person's starting to get sick, but there wasn't yet exardin whether he'll die from that sickness or not. It's beginning to unfold. In Shemayim, they haven't yet given ruling on it.
Have you seen that things are not already already decided when a person starts to get sick? Maybe that's the inclination for a person, the way for a person to die.
Could be, but it could be it hasn't yet been decided. So could be there was not a gzardin yet.
For sure.
The Gemara says, really, both psukim are talking about that in heaven they made a decree against the person. So then how come one pasuk seems to say that the masses can undo a gzardin? That's talking about a gzardin where there was no vow. Then you have a different type of gzardin where God takes a vow. If God took a vow, then even the masses can't undo it. Kidrav Shmuel Barami, Damar Shmuel Barami, Vamila Amar Shmuel Banachman Amar Biyonatan, Minayin Legzardin Sheshim Oshvah Sheino Nikra. We have the following teaching. How do you know that if God makes a promise, when He makes a decree against the masses, that decree will not be undone? Sheneimar Lachen Nishbati LeBet Eli Mitkaper Avon Bet Eli B'Zevach Uvmincha. God says, I promise the house of Eli, I will not forgive their sin with any offering. So from there we understand that when God makes a decree against the masses and He makes a promise, it's over. Now the Gemara undoes that understanding. The next few lines, the Gemara is going to show us from within the Psukim how you could overcome the decree, even though God made a promise. That there are always ways out. So what do we see today? We began with Rabbi Yochanan, who said, Tshuva is so powerful it undoes everything. Then we quoted a source that says it doesn't work. So we said, yeah, Tshuva works when it's for the masses. The masses can undo a decree. An individual, he better get his act together before there's a decree. We asked, how come when there's a decree on the land of Israel that there'll be a minuscule amount of rain, and then we do tshuva, the Braisa says what God does is He has that rain come down in exactly the right place, exactly the right time, but God does not undo the decree. How come? We're the masses. So the Gemara says, you're right. Being that we're the masses, technically God could undo the decree on our behalf, but God doesn't do that because it's not necessary. He could give us the same blessing without undoing the decree by just focusing the rain in the exact right time and right place. We quoted the Braisa that analyzed the Psukim in Tehillim Kuf Zayin that says that the reason there are upside down nuns is to teach us that all this pasuk describing how God will save a person is specifically if he calls out before the decree. So that's why you have the upside down nuns. They're a way of saying, but this isn't a blanket statement. There are massive exceptions to this rule. So the Gemara says, yeah, because the people calling out on a boat are not considered the masses; they're individuals. We ask the question. It says that Hashem has favorites. He has favorites so long as it's only things between us and Him. If it's something between us and our fellow man, God says, I'm not getting involved. So you see that God does not get involved on behalf of the masses if it's something ben dam l'chaviro. Rabbi Kiva said, no, pshat is before the decree or after the decree. So the Gemara says, well, why is it that after the decree God doesn't get involved? And the answer is, because you're talking about an individual. And that price also, it's talking about an individual. For the masses, even after the decree, God will undo it. The Gemara says this whole concept of a gzar din for the individual that cannot be undone is a machlokas, because Rabbi Meir holds that the gzar din can be undone. Rabbi Elazar holds that it cannot be undone, but Rabbi Meir holds it can be undone. That's what he says, that if two people were deathly ill and one makes it alive and the other doesn't, and he can't allocate any natural reason, so you should know the reason is because one davened well. So you see, if an individual davens well, he can undo his own decree. So this concept that only the masses can undo their decree, that's a machlokas tanaim. Rabbi Meir holds an individual can undo his decree. And the same thing we find from Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak said you should always cry because if you pray to Hashem, you can undo a decree even after it's been written. We asked, what about the verse that seems to say God says, I won't let you cleanse your sin. That seems to say that God does not allow the masses to undo their decree. We said that's talking about when there's a vow together with the decree. When there's a vow with the decree, then what God is saying is, I'm not going to undo this decree.